Hey Maurice, it's Shannon. Thank you for the shout out. And I think it sounds great. Just have to keep going and you're headed in the right direction. And I look forward to listening to more episodes from you. Peace.
I am not my hair. I am not the skin. I am not your expectations. No, I am not my hair. I am not the skin. I am the soul that lives within. Yeah, jamming out to some India Irie. I am not my hair. That song is so great. If you have never heard it before, I'm so sorry. Your life has been so sad. But now that you're enlightened, you should definitely put it on a rotation this summer. It's been really uplifting to me, and it resonates even more so now because I'm trying to work through that and being myself. As I change different parts of, you know, my outward appearance. So, definitely, it's a really uplifting song with a great message. And definitely want to give another shout out to Shannon Furstner for that celebration, that congratulation message, and to everyone that has sent me a message and sent me encouragement. I really appreciate it. And please feel free to give me, you know, feedback, both positive and negative. I'm looking to grow and improve because I really want this to be a conversation. So this week, we're going to look more into self-image. Last week, you know, to sum it up, was about everybody ain't gonna like you and you're not gonna be able to please everybody. Just taking that into consideration as we walk through this world. But this week we're gonna look more into, you know, self-image and the messages that we get from the outside world and how that can, you know, trap us if we allow it to, and then just, you know, breaking free of that and being ourselves, and the things that we'll need to do to do that. So definitely hope you appreciate this the conversation this week. Okay, so let's get into the meat of the podcast for this week and unpacking self-image. You know, who we are is so much the interplay of messages that, you know, how we internalize and deal with messages that we're hearing from the outside world. And then, you know, things and roadblocks that we put up ourselves. So right now, you know, that's one of the things I really like about, you know, I Am Not My Hair, is she talks about the interplay and figuring out, like, you know, does my hair determine my integrity? Does it determine who we are? And the messages that we get about our hair or about our personal appearance is that, you know, in some ways, if we don't conform, then there are, you know, sinister purposes or, you know, messages that we're sending about ourselves by, you know, standing out. Because if you think about, like, the corporate setting, you know, it's always someone that's clean cut, you know, they don't have a beard if it's a man. Women, you know, their hair is down or in a certain way, professionally, maybe in a ponytail, slick back, but very, like, crisp, clean, very little makeup, no tattoos, you know, just pristine. That is the standard that we've set. And so if you're outside of that standard, the world tells you that there's something wrong in a professional setting, that you are less valuable. And, you know, I'm thinking about just how crazy that is. It's like, if, you know, is gold less gold if it's, you know, put in a brown paper bag? But that is the way that we look at the world and the messages that we have taken, you know, from childhood on. And so, you know, it's really interesting to me that we have to battle just being ourselves. So, how, you know, me, as definitely as a 37-year-old, and I'm thinking about, you know, my own hair journey, because I've done that. I've tried to, like, fit in, because I think I've had, over my life, four different types of hairstyles, like the classic fade for most of my life. And then in like middle school to high school, I had like a high top fade. And then in college, I tried some twists for like a minute. And now as an adult, I am looking at growing my hair out and dyeing it. And it's because it's just I felt like I have been stifling myself and, cutting off avenues of expression because, of messages that I've got about like what's appropriate or, what's professional. That's thrown at us a lot. Or, like, well, even what's trying not to be associated as, being so gay or masculine. And so, or less masculine if I did that. So, that's really the journey that I am on right now. And so I was really, the analogy that has come to my mind is, I have this house and I have gone around and decided to lock all these doors. And so now I'm not living, I'm only living in the living room. But now I'm like, no, I want to live in every single room in my house. I need to be able to be myself. And, just dealing with recognizing that the images that the world puts on me don't define me. And thankfully, I work somewhere that does allow a little more freedom of expression when it comes down to hair and things like that. So I'm thankful for that. But definitely what we can do in our own workplaces and definitely as a society as a whole is making sure that we're providing safe places for people to be themselves and not succumbing to groupthink, because there is no reason why a person with tattoos is less professional or someone with dreads is less professional. In any other setting, we need to start valuing people's character and the content, what they bring from the inside. Because really, what we're doing is we are dulling people's shine, and it's causing a lot of internal pain and just frustration that people don't need. And at the end of the day, I feel like it's definitely, it makes our businesses and our workplace and our lives less joyful because there's less color and less creativity. So if we can start making places where people feel like they can be themselves, the world is will definitely benefit from it. So that's really part one, just recognizing the things that you do yourself to limit how you're expressing and how we can address that. But part two is things that have happened to us and how that can limit some of our decisions. Okay. So part two of this conversation about unpacking self-image is definitely the inner workings. 'Cause of course we get messages from other people, the media about what's appropriate, our family, but we also, there are also like inner things that we may not even realize that are holding us back from really expressing ourselves and being our best self, and defining how we see ourselves. So, I had an experience this Saturday, feeling good, went to a club with a friend. And when I get in the club, definitely it was a black gay club. And it's in Atlanta, so I'm new, I'm fresh meat. So you're gonna get a lot of stares because you're new, and I know that in my head, but for whatever reason, I just started to get a lot of anxiety, and I started to realize a lot of it was, I was still holding on to a lot of pain that I had since I was a child, like in grade school, because the first time that I don't remember the first time I was called a faggot, but I definitely can tell you it was probably by another black boy, and a person of color. And so, and that was something that like stayed with me basically until maybe high school, end of high school, people started to really chill out and be nicer. In college, then it was fine. But those wounds of not feeling, and I was called a faggot, I was also called an Oreo. And that ended in college. But so those wounds of not being male enough, masculine enough, because of my sexuality, and not feeling, black enough, are always been things that I have always dealt with. And I didn't realize to the extent that even now, as a 37-year-old, like, I was still carrying around 30, 20 years of pain until I get in the setting, and then I'm like, ouch. And to the point where I was in, I felt like I could cry. And it just really brought, it just, made me, it dawned on me, like, how much I have not experienced and been held back because I've been hurt in these areas, and that I needed to deal with. Because, and the same thing, not only me, but the world around me, or the people, there are so many people that have not experienced my best self because I couldn't see who I was because of this pain that I didn't even realize. Like, I know it's there, I mean, I've been dealing with it in certain ways, because I've had depression and, like, thought contemplated suicide, of course. But, I'm still here. So I've dealt with it in that way. But now that I'm trying to grow, it's like, wait a minute. Like, there's block, there's this, scar tissue that's keeping me from moving in the space and being whole. And so, there's a dimness there that now that I recognize that there's just pain, I have to figure out how am I gonna deal with it? How am I gonna address it? How am I gonna challenge myself to be better? And really become a full version of the man that I want to be. And so, that's a part of the journey as well, of unpacking your self-image. Because I know personally, I had to talk with a friend, and I apologized for my own thinking, because I know, because of the hurt that I have had because of how people have looked at me because of my sexuality, and my effeminity and whatever. I have then passed on judgment and tried to, like, push other people away, drag queens and people that were, more flamboyant. I've been judgmental, and I've been uncomfortable around them because of, my own hurt, and, passing on that pain to them. And so I apologized to him, and I said, when I was younger, I would definitely have been more uncomfortable around you, and I'm sorry that my own thinking has reinforced a world that has that would make it make you feel bad about yourself. And that, at the end of the day, when we're talking about this, these types of issues with self-image, we really need to make sure that we are helping build a world where people feel good about themselves. And that starts with us learning how to feel good about ourselves, because it's not only just, with sexuality and stuff, it can limit how I express my hair. It's about your body image and shaming. If you have issues with weight, a lot of times you'll turn that out on other people. So I just want to encourage, anyone here that's listening to this to take the time to look within yourself and think about areas of, that you might be holding on, to, about your how you see yourself, that you can look to grow in, whether it's apologizing to someone or, building a bridge with other people, just to make the world a better place and make you happier. Okay. Thanks. Okay, so our final thoughts. Want to thank you for listening so far. And, the takeaway that I have from this week is definitely, we should be trying our best to just be ourselves everywhere we are. despite the messages that we're getting, you know, whether it be at work, you know, at home, school. And if you're at a place where you do feel more stifled, make sure, you know, that there's a strict dress code. Advocate for yourself and advocate for your coworkers. If you feel fine, you know, your best self is all clean shaven, you know, and that makes you feel good about yourself, but your coworkers love dyeing their hair, then advocate for a policy that allows them to do that. You know, we shouldn't, wherever we are, we should not be shocked by other people's appearance. Their appearance means nothing, and that is just a fear response. And we need to start making spaces where people feel like they can be themselves, and we're not judging them for it. It will make ourselves happier, it will make our workplaces better, it will make life better, because we miss out on so much of who people are when we ask them to dull their shine, to, you know, lessen their brightness so that we're not blinded. And then too, just make sure you're looking at the places in your heart and forgiving yourself and working through your own personal pain so that you can, you know, really experience all of who you are. Okay. So I hope that this has been a great time for you, and you've appreciated anything that I've said. Next week, we're going to be delving more into love and relationships. And I hope you look forward to that. And then a great shout out to my number one fan who was looking for the podcast yesterday, Miss Tanisha. Thank you for that encouragement. I mean, if you're just the one person that listens, it will make me happy. Okay. You all have a great week coming up, and be well.